listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. It's been a busy summer for snakes, with Queensland paramedics called out over 1,000 times for snake bites in the last year. The latest, a woman in her 30s was taken to Rockhampton Hospital last night after a snake bite to the hand. Snake catcher Timothy Hudson says, on average, they bandage up two or three customers a season.
Every season's different. This season started off here on the coast with drier, hotter weather than last year, so we attended more calls for brown snakes. And at the moment, with the rain and the monsoon, we're getting a lot of call-outs for green trees, red bellies and carpets.
Organised criminals will be watching closely for how the change of top brass within the Queensland Police Service and upcoming state election affects law and order. QUT Justice Professor Mark Locke says sophisticated syndicates often look to take advantage of transitional periods, and any new legislation targeting youth offenders will be of particular interest.
Some element of that may well be connected to organised crime, and a crackdown on youth crime could be a crackdown on feeder gangs. It could be a crackdown also on the puppet gangs, if you like, of larger organised crime groups.
And Queensland's households could save big time on bills by becoming more water efficient. Professor Stephen Kenway, research group leader of water and energy at UQ, says most of us aren't aware that heating water in our homes is the second largest energy demand.
So our hot water systems alone, so if you've got an electric or gas hot water system, typically that's about a quarter of the total energy that a household uses.
And then you've got to consider the heating in the likes of the washing machines, dishwashers, electric kettles and many other everyday appliances. Taking a look at local sport, it's a strong start to the season for our CQ Capras. Our boys travelled to Toowoomba to take on the Western Clydesdales and came out victorious 28-10. Next weekend it's back at home though at the hands of the PNG Hunters.